All right, let's catch up with the fellers at Woodland Firearms in Berriga. Thanks for giving us a little time today.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
Well, Scott, I'm anxious to talk to you about the deer, the bear, the fishing, and the bird hunting reports as well. So I'd like to start with the bear, though, because you guys are a check station, a cooperating check station. But one of the things you do that not every check station does is you weigh the bears. So first of all, how do you think season is ending up here? I'm sure it's slowing down.
Yeah, it's been slowing down a lot in the last week. We just had a bear come in yesterday. We didn't get to weigh it, but it was 292 pounds, taken with dogs. Yeah, but it's winding down. The bears are still out. I know I got one hitting my deer pile all the time. But it's winding down, so this weekend we'll see. But I think we've tagged like the 37 bear this year so far. So So it hasn't been a bad year. I know the guys are seeing a lot of bears, a lot of small-sized ones, a lot of medium-sized ones. And so they're looking for those last few big ones right now.
How does that number compare to years past?
For us, it was lower than last year and about equal with the year before that. And I know in talking to people over in the western part of the UP that they've had a phenomenal year over there with their weigh station. So I think the numbers are up. People are going away quite happy, seeing a lot of bears. It's just a matter of whether they wanted to wait for a big one or not, and a lot of them didn't. So the big ones are still out there.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move to deer hunting. Any bow hunters coming in at all?
Reports I've heard of have been a little slow. A lot of does and fawns and the bucks are seeing on camera are coming in at night. I did talk to a guy just a few minutes ago, actually, who said that he started seeing some rub and scrape activity on his stand just last night. So hopefully with this snow and the cold weather and coming to the end of October, the bucks should start moving a little more aggressively, but they've been holding up pretty tight right now. So.
Well, that was my next question was, do you think we're headed into the pre-rut activity and scrapes and rub lines and that? So that answers that. Do you think that that's pretty much going into high gear now with this pattern?
I think so. I think it's going to go into high gear. The deer seem to be out in the green grass looking for food a little bit more aggressively. And I saw just today driving down the road that there was a small buck but just charging across the road. He didn't seem to be chasing anything, but don't know why he was running. But I think they're getting to that time of year where they just get more aggressive. So.
Yeah, moving around. All right, well, I'd like to continue with you later this hour. I want to get into some deer hunting products in your shop, which has been a challenge for a lot of sporting goods stores this year. Plus, I want to talk probably the best news of this season, which is how great has bird season been. So can we get a little time with you?
You betcha.
Stay tuned. We'll continue with Scott at Woodland Firearms in Berriga in our next Outdoor Report right here on The Outdoor Show.